91.7 KXT. Today I'm happy to welcome George Ezra into our studio. He has a new album titled Wanted on Voyage, and he'll be playing tonight at the House of Blues. Thank you so much for coming into our studio today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, you are going to start it off with a song. Which one are you going to do first?
I'm going to do the song that is the first song on the album. It's called Blame It On Me.
Great. We love that one.
Shall I go?
Yep. Take it.
Garden was blessed by the gods of me and you. We anyways for to find ourselves some truth. What you waiting for? What you waiting for? We counted all our reasons, excuses that we made. We found ourselves some treasure and threw it all away. What you waiting for? What you waiting for? What you waiting for? What you waiting for? When I dance alone and the sun's bleeding down, blame it on me. When I lose control and the veil's over you. What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? Caught in the tide of blossom, caught in the carnival. Your confidence forgotten. I see the gypsies roll on. What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? Dance alone and the sun's bleeding down, lay it on me. When I lose control and the veil's overused, lay it on me. What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? When I dance alone and the sun's beating down, blame it on me. When I lose control and the veil's over you, blame it on me. When I dance alone, I know I'll go. Blame it on me, oh. When I lose control, I know I'll go. Blame it on me. Oh. What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for?
We have George Ezra performing live in our studio today before his show tonight at the House of Blues. Thank you so much. That was great. So you released your debut studio album earlier this year, and not only did it become a number one album in the UK, but it also charted in the top five in several countries. That's huge for a debut album. Congrats on that, first of all. And you're touring the album with Hozier, mm-hmm. who you're playing with tonight.
Yeah.
How's the tour going so far?
Amazing. Unfortunately, it's coming to the end. I think we've got tonight, and then we've got a date in New York on Sunday, and then that's farewell to Hozier.
And then you're heading out on a headlining tour, your first headlining
tour
with the U.S.
Yeah.
That's great. And I hear you also have a special TV performance next Saturday night here.
Apparently so, yeah. We're doing SNL, Saturday Night Live. The cool thing was I didn't find out too long ago, so I can't get bored, because normally they tell you ages in advance and I get anxious and a bit like, come on, let's do it. But yeah, it's in a week's time, so that's good.
Yeah, it's kind of a career-defining moment here in the U.S. performing on SNL. Is there anything equivalent to that in the U.K.?
I don't know. I'm sure there is. The thing is, the difference is the things that exist in the U.K. I've grown up aware of, if that makes sense. So I grew up knowing about. There's a few things that I get, because I don't normally get nervous before a performance. Like, only good nerves that get you to do something. But then there's a few things that happen in the UK, like there's Jules Holland. And before I did that, like I was shaking a lot because you kind of grow up watching people you love play it. But yeah, I think Saturday Night Live will be fun.
Now, were you aware of SNL before you got booked for it?
Before I got booked, yeah, but only since kind of this became my job. Like, was I aware of, not growing up, I didn't know about it.
Got it.
So it's kind of, yeah, it's just something to look forward to.
Okay. Well, you know, you are from the UK. I find it very interesting that I read that you kind of grew up on some quintessential American musicians, Bob Dylan, Woody Guthrie, Howlin' Wolf. I'm wondering how you got introduced to those artists, if there's someone in your family that introduced you to them.
Yeah, my dad had a lot of Tom Waits, Bob Dylan, Paul Simon, and people like that. And when I was about 14, that was when I started playing bass when I was 13, but that was just as a kind of a way to get rid of energy. I wasn't very good at sports, so I had to do something. But then when I got to about 14, my friends that I was playing music with, they lost interest in music. And that's when I gained a genuine love for it, you know, a genuine interest. And that was when I found Dylan and Tom Waits and people like that. And then I guess out of curiosity, that's when I went looking, you know, who did these people listen to? And it's quite, I mean, I'm sure you could always find out, but it's really easy now. You just type in, well, exactly the phrase type in, you use the computer, which makes it a lot easier.
Well, I also read that you went to a music institute in Bristol. Now I'm wondering, is that kind of along the lines of, we have something here in the U.S., the Berklee School of Music, which is kind of a little more pop-oriented and some jazz, but was that a classical school or was that kind of the music you're playing now?
No, it was definitely pop.
Okay.
You know, you learn the history of pop and things like that. Okay. And it was great. Like, it was kind of, I definitely learned that you get out what you put in. And I think a lot of kids go there assuming that it's an answer to something when it's not. I think also, I have a few issues with kind of creative subjects in education anyway, but it was, you know, it was good for what, I had fun.
So the song, since this is your debut album, any of the songs on this, did you kind of start there? I mean, did you perform a lot there or was it?
Well, that's when I started performing a lot. When I first got there, there was a class because I had it in my head that it was this prestigious place, you know, and the first class, there was 20 of us in. I studied songwriting and there was 20 people and the teacher said, okay, who wants to sing first? We're all going to sing a song. And I was like, no. And then the kid next to me put his hand up. I was like, what are you doing? Because that means I've got to be second. And I was kind of nervous in this room. So no one heard me sing because I didn't have the nerve to do it. But then that's when I realized that I had to get busy performing and writing as much as I could. And that's where, Blame It On Me that I just played, that came from that time. That was kind of,
okay.
If you don't get busy and nothing happens, you can only blame yourself.
Okay. Well, and I know this album, I mean, it was just released here in the U.S. this year, but it was released last year in the U.K. So you've been sitting on these songs for a little while here. I'm wondering, are you working on new material?
The thing is, it's in my... So luckily, the majority of this album came from this trip around Europe I took. I went interrailing just for fun. And deliberately, you know, I wanted to try and get inspired for an album. So about 80% of the record comes from this trip. Now, naturally, I have a tendency to move on from things quite quickly and I'm on to the next thing quite quickly. And I told myself deliberately to enjoy this. If I only ever get to release one album, I've had a very good time and I'll always appreciate that. But I hope I get to release more. But I've kind of learned all in good time. I think if you had asked me 12 months ago, I would have been like, yeah, you know, I'm going to start working on it. But I'm deliberately not. I'm going to see... I write every day. I write down what I see and every day, but not for songs necessarily. And then when you read back over it, you kind of pat yourself on your back like, oh, thank you for writing that down.
Yeah. You know, it's good. Well, maybe you'll have some stories from the road here in the US to contribute to your next
album. Well, the strange thing is that because people at the label in the UK, that you know, they understand that when I'm moving, that's when I'm most creative. I can't be in one place. And they were like, oh, touring must be great for you then. And the thing is, it's not ideal really, because although you're on the move a lot, every day, you know, I'll wake up in a city, I'll probably come and do a session, and then it's loading, then it's sound check, then it's dinner, then it's the gig. And it actually becomes quite routine. Although you're in a different place each time, it becomes quite clockwork. So really the ideal thing to do is get away and kind of have very little plan and see where you end up. That's what I like to do. So that's my plan for May. I'm going to take myself away somewhere in Europe and see what happens.
Okay. Well, I like that. And like we mentioned before, you're going to be going out on your own headlining tour. Are you bringing a band with you for the whole thing?
Playing with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I perform with a band, yeah.
As an opener? Or do you have a support act coming with you?
Yeah, the Ruin Brothers.
The Ruin Brothers.
They're from the UK too.
Okay, I'll have to check them out.
Yeah.
Great.
Check them out.
Well, we'd love to hear another song from the album.
Yeah, so this song, Budapest, is the one, next one I'm going to play, and it comes from the trip as well around Europe. It was the only city that I planned to visit that I didn't make it to. So it's kind of, an elaborate list of things I don't own that I'd give up for somebody.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you. I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I have achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run onto you. Ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you. Ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. And baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. And give me one good reason why I should never make a change. And baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My friends and family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. But for you, ooh, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. And give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you. Yeah. Ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you. Ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all.
It's George Ezra performing in our studio today at KXT. That was Budapest from his new album, Wanted on Voyage. And I love the video for that song. It's a really fun video to watch. I assume it was very fun to tape as well.
Yeah, really good. I kind of learned early days that I'm not a video director. So I've got my man, Rob, that I'll have a vague idea, give it to him, and he makes it, worth its weight. Yeah, that was a very fun one to film.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And I want to thank Jason Writings for sponsoring our live session today. And we're looking forward to your show tonight.
Thank you.